Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, November 16th. Happy Saturday. I'm reading from the English Standard Version, and this week we are reading passages about social justice. I have to be honest with you that today's passage is really, really hard when we get into thinking about how the passage translates to modern day. And it's really about a people who are worshiping God, but in their thought lives and in their work life and in their pleasure life, they really are not seeking God at all. And so I want us to spend some time at the end reflecting on what this could mean for us and then praying that the Lord would forgive us for the ways that we sin against him. Isaiah 58, true and false fasting. Cry aloud, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the judgment of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose? A day for a person to humble himself? It is to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him. Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness, and your gloom be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy day of the Lord honorable. If you honor it, not going your own ways or seeking your own pleasure or talking idly, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. There are three areas I want us to evaluate today. Do we put our pleasures over purpose? Are we oppressing workers? And do we tend to quarrel and fight? These are all things that the Lord was condemning in a people who came to worship Him and to fast in His presence, but they were not seeking the things of the Lord as they sought the presence of the Lord. So first, we see in this passage that the people were putting their own pleasures over their purpose as followers of God. This can flesh itself out in many ways, but here's some ideas of some ways it could be in modern society. Self-centered relationships, relationships where we're just in relationship with someone because of what they can do for us. Worrying too much over our physical appearance. Avoiding financial sacrifice for the church. Materialism and maybe even overindulgence in entertainment or having a hobby that is so consuming that there is little time left for worship or fellowship or serving others. Another area that Isaiah speaks of is oppression of workers. This could be as simple as the way we treat someone who is in the service industry. Do we look at them with eyes of compassion as someone for whom Christ died? Do we seek to know their names? And if we have some kind of pull in a business, are we seeking to treat our employees as we want to be treated and in a way that is helpful to their flourishing? And then finally, quarreling and fighting. Are we so bent on being right that we want to disagree on things about doctrine or politics? Are we the kind of people who have judgmental thoughts always, the kind of judgment that might lead to gossip? And do we have an inner dialogue with ourselves where we're constantly comparing ourselves to others and thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought? This is a lot to think about. If you're like me, you have a long way to go in many of these categories. But thanks be to God that He has given us His Word and His Spirit to draw us back to Himself over and over again to reorient our hearts around who Jesus is and His way so that we might walk in His Spirit. And that's my prayer for us today. And so as we end the podcast, I want to pray a prayer from the Prayers of the Heart, Enlighten the Darkness of My Heart by Francis of Assisi, and then we'll pray over the H names in our fellowship. And remember, if you don't know any of the people that these names represent, just pray for someone whose name starts with H. And if you can, reach out to them today and let them know that you're praying for them, or just say hi to them and you'll know that you're praying for them. Would you pray with me? O Most High, glorious God, enlighten the darkness of my heart and give me a right faith, a certain hope, and a perfect love, understanding, and knowledge, O Lord, that I may carry out your holy and true command. And now let us lift the names of our brothers and sisters in the faith, that you might bless them, Lord, that you might be their strong tower. You are the author and perfecter of their faith, and you know all of their days. We ask that while they live, that they would do so in a way that is pleasing to you, and that you by your Spirit will call them into union with you and give them your fruit. We pray, O Lord, for the Hirsch family, the Hobbs, Hodges, Holbert, Holcomb, Holly, Hollis, Holmes, Holt, Honeycutt, Hopper, Horsley, House, Howard, Howell, Hubert, Huffman, Hull, Hunt, Heitch, Hyde, and Heimer. Thank you, Lord, on this Saturday for each of these families. Please give them a wonderful day. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.